time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Principal Blake Allen from Sally Morrow Elementary in Helper. We're going to talk about coming back after being gone for so long, you know, the different adjustments that had to be made, you know, the reading programs, math programs, and of course, behavioral programs, as well as the fact that we're getting ready to start archery at Sally Morrow, and archery is really taken off district-wide. There's some kids out there that are pretty darn good at it. Mr. Allen, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you, Dave, for having me.
So let's start right out of the gate with, everybody's back to school. Things seem to be going fairly well up there at Sally Morrow.
Yes, everything is running smoothly right now.
And the one thing that we were talking about off the air is, you know, the kids were basically out of school, I think, like kind of like you said, for almost 5 months. So they always come back after summer for that, and they have that, what they call the summer slide. And I've been asking different administrators around the district, do you feel like your summer slide was about right where you thought it was going to be, or a little less, or a little more than you thought?
I think it was right where we thought it would be, knowing that the students had been out of the school for an extended period of time. I think that gave the teachers time over the summer to really look into it and to be prepared when they came back.
And then just be ready for what was going to come at them.
Yes.
Now, one of those things that, and it's always at the, you know, it's across the whole district-wide level, really, is reading. Reading is always so very important in the district. And so you've got some different things going on up there with your reading programs, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, we have some we have goals this year. Every one of the teachers in each different grade level has set reading goals. They want so many of the students in their classrooms to be proficient at reading. And that to be proficient means that that student is reading on grade level, reading books that that grade level should be reading.
And it's one of those things we always talk about, the fact that reading, it just kind of lifts everything.
Yes, yes, because if you can read, you can read the questions to tests, a science test, a math test. So reading goes through everything.
And it just, it makes everything so much easier with comprehension, mm-hmm. and all that. And so that's why reading is so important. And, you know, all it is a half hour at night. That's all the parents need to do.
Yes.
Take that half hour and sit and read with your child. It's pretty simple. Used to do it all the time myself. So.
Yeah, and I know as a kid that was something that I really struggled. I struggled with reading, and it was a fight between my mom would really push me, but she would sit down with me every night and read with me. And I'm not going to say I'm the best reader, but I became a lot better just because an adult, my mom, was willing to sit down with me and read.
Okay. So we've got the reading taken care of. Now, math, you guys are doing something kind of fun up there as far as math goes. Let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah. So we have a school-wide goal. Last year our goal was to have, last year we ended the year with 75% of the students at Sally Morrow knowing their math facts for each grade level. So for the younger grades, it's addition and subtraction, and for the older grades, multiplication and division. So we ended really well, 75% of this whole student body knowing their math facts for their own grade level. This year, our goal is 80%. And to do that, we're doing a lot of fun things. Teachers, the teachers have come together, and we've decided that as a school, we want to do something fun with the kids, just to help them learn their math facts. Yesterday was our first day of jumping into this activity. The school purchased sidewalk chalk for every teacher in every classroom. So every student would be able to have sidewalk chalk. We went outside yesterday, and all over the sidewalks, the blacktop out back, we spent close to 30 minutes, and the students were just doing math facts. So it was something amazing. We will have pictures, we will have a video that we will be putting up on our school page as soon as we finish it.
So not only were they out having fun, but you tricked them into learning something.
Yeah, that's the key point, tricked them.
What kid doesn't want to draw on sidewalk?
God, I And that's the thing is, we can't just say what kid, because teachers were out there. I was out there. Anybody, if you see sidewalk chalk, you know you want to pick it up and do something with it.
Yeah, you're going to stop for a moment.
Yes.
All right, and then every year too in the district, we talk about behavioral goals and different things that you guys have going on for those. Let's talk about those for just a bit.
So our goal this year is we want to change things around a little bit. We want to basically get the teachers in a mindset that they follow certain protocol before they refer a student to refocus, which is we have a refocus room, which is a room that if the student misbehaves and it's above classroom management, if it's something that someone higher than that needs to take care of, then they go to this room and they learn a lesson. So we're going to, all the teachers are following a certain protocol where if a student exhibits a behavior that warrants the refocus room, they follow the protocol. So it's basically a learning thing for the students as well as the teachers. It's just changing the way we look at behavior, changing the way we look at not really punishment, but a redirection of students.
And so that's, you know, that's really important. And it seems like every year we worry about these kinds of things because you do. You want things to go smoothly in school, and it really just enhances the learning process.
Exactly. And when a teacher has a behavior issue in their classroom, that takes away time from instruction. And so we do not want to do that. We want to hurry and refocus the student's behavior so that instruction time is not missed.
All right. So we've talked about reading and math and our behavior programs. Let's talk about the fun stuff now and talk about archery.
Okay, yeah. Notes went home, I believe, last week. So notes have been showing up at the school of the students that want to participate.
And, I've talked to a few other people in the district, and it's amazing to me how many kids they get to go out for archery. And I think the even more amazing fact to that is they're pretty darn good.
Yes, the Carbon School District has some amazing archers.
And they do. And so will you be putting a team together of X amount of students, or is it going to be one of these things where whoever wants to be in it is going to be able to be in it?
Sally Morrow's student population is pretty small.
Mm-hmm.
And so our goal and our plan is the students that want to try out, they'll be part of that.
And is this the first year you've done it? Or
No. They've been doing archery for a while. This last year they did, the year before, they took fourth at state. All of it was Castle Heights took first and second, Creekview, or I could be wrong. It was all Carbon School elementaries took like first through fourth.
Yeah, and once again, like I said, it's just amazing how good these archers are here in this area, and kids love it.
No, oh, it's something that they love doing it in PE, and then they progress and do that after school program too.
And they'll be going to competitions and things like that, and it's fun. They enjoy it, and it's a good time.
Yes, it's a great time.
All right, Principal Blake Allen, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in today. We really appreciate it, and good luck at Sally Morrow for the rest of the year.
Hey, thank you, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.